Welcome back to the Verizon Mets postgame show. Game 4 of the National League Championship Series between the Mets and the Dodgers. Mets and Dodgers split the first two games out in L.A. Last night, it was all Dodgers as they blanked the Mets for the second time in the series. Tonight, it was Jose Quintana on the mound against Yoshinobu Yamamoto. And in the top of the first, Shohei Ohtani led off.
The 1-0 on the way to the left-hand batter. Swing and a drive to deep right field. Forget it. This ball is long gone deep into the back of the Mets bullpen in right field. Shohei Ohtani hits the second pitch of the game out of the ballpark, and the Dodgers have an instant 1-0 lead.
Two pitches into the ballgame, the Dodgers ahead 1-0, and for the first time since 2015, both clubs had leadoff home runs in the same series. Quintana settled in from there. He set down the next three to limit the Dodgers to just one. Then in the bottom half of the inning, with one out, Mark Vientos came to the plate.
The 0-1 lifted in the air to deep right center field. This ball's going a long way. Home run into the Dodger bullpen in right center field. Pumping his fist between first and second is Mark Vientos. He gets the Ohtani home run right back. Two batters into the bottom of the first inning. It's Ohtani 1, Vientos 1. And for Mark Vientos, his fourth home run of this postseason.
An opposite field blast for Mark Vientos. End our smash of the game. Presented by Smashburger. 100% certified Angus beef burgers, fries, shakes, and more. Punch, counterpunch. 1-1 game on the smash by Mark Vientos. Yamamoto came back with strikeouts of Pete Alonso and Brandon Nimmo to end the first inning. 1-1 after one. After a scoreless second with one out in the top of the third, Quintana walked Shohei Ohtani. Mookie Betts followed with a single through the left side to put runners at first and second. Quintana came back with a strikeout of Teoscar Hernandez, but with two outs, faced Tommy Edman.
The 2-0 to Edman. Swinging a line drive left center field toward Nimmo. He can't get to it. It drops in for a hit. Ohtani is in. Betts gets to third. And on its second, Tommy Edman. He's done it again. 2-1 Dodgers. Tommy Edman has been on another planet out of nowhere in this series. An RBI double to put the Dodgers back in front. He is 6-for-12 in this series against the Mets.
Two-out double for Tommy Edman, thrust into the cleanup spot. He came through. Dodgers with a 2-1 lead and runners at second and third with two outs for Kike Hernandez.
Runners lead second and third. Two outs, 3-1. Here's the pitch. Hernandez hits ground ball, shortstop hold, diving, knocked down by Lindor. Rolls off his glove into left. Betts comes in to score. Ed goes to third. Hernandez safe at first. 3-1 Los Angeles. On a play to Lindor's right that he dove, it hit off his glove and rolled away. He had no play. So he give Kike Hernandez another RBI and a single out of this. And here comes Jeremy Hefner.
Yeah, another postseason RBI for Kike Hernandez. And the Dodgers' lead was 3-1. Now, do give a defensive run save to Francisco Lindor because he kept the ball in the infield. And Edman stopped at third with runners in the corner. Quintana walked Max Muncy, which loaded the bases for Will Smith, but he fouled out behind home plate to Francisco Alvarez for the final out in the third. In the bottom half of the inning, the Franciscos, Alvarez and Lindor, singled to lead off the inning. Mark Vientos then went down on strikes, and Pete Alonso walked to load the bases with one out. With the bases juiced, Mets trailing by a run, Brandon Nimmo, plantar fasciitis and all, beat out a would-be inning-ending double play. Now, it was originally ruled a double play on the field. After review, it was determined that Nimmo was safe at first. A run came in, and it was now a 3-2 ballgame. Runners at the corners, but Yamamoto limited the Mets to just one on a fielder's choice off the bat of Starling Marte. On to the fourth, Jose Quintana returned with the Mets down a run with one out. Chris Taylor legged down an infield single to third. Quintana then walked Shohei Ohtani. That was it for the left-hander. Carlos Mendoza went to his pen, and he called on Jose Buto to face Mookie Betts.
2-0. Here's the pitch. Betts clucks one down the left field line. That's a base hit. He really turned on that one. Taylor turns around third. He heads home to score. Ohtani rounding third. He's heading home. The cutoff throw There will be no throw. It's eaten by Lindor in left. Mookie Betts at second, shaking his hips with a two-run double. It is 5-2 Dodgers.
And that was the turning point of the game. Be listening tomorrow to 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM between 11:30 and noon. And be the 22nd caller. If you can correctly identify the turning point of the game, you will win a pair of Mets tickets to an upcoming game at Citi Field. The Mets turning point of the game is sponsored by Riverhead Building Supply. With 13 locations on Long Island, they are everywhere you are and online at rbscorp.com. Two-run double for Mookie Betts. The Dodgers with a 5-2 lead, and Quintana's line was closed after 3 1/3, 5 runs allowed. Buto stopped the bleeding there with a flyout and a strikeout to end the fourth, but now the Mets trailed by 3. Shut down bottom of the fourth for Yamamoto. He set the Mets down in order, and then in the top half of the fifth inning, Buto worked around a two-out base runner for a scoreless inning. Yamamoto returned for the bottom half. He hit Francisco Alvarez on the leg with a pitch. He then struck out Francisco Lindor. His night was done after 4 1/3 and 73 pitches. Evan Phillips took over. He set down Vientos and Alonso to end the fifth inning. In the sixth, with one out, Buto walked Shohei Ohtani. Carlos Mendoza made another change. He called on Phil Maton, and once again, it was Mookie Betts up for Los Angeles.
The 2-2 hit in the air to left field and deep. Nimmo back onto the track at the wall. It's gone. And that'll certainly change that psyche again of the fans, as they are as quiet as at any time, maybe this season. Mookie Betts has hit a two-run homer over the Great Wall of Flushing in left field, scoring Ohtani ahead of him, and the Dodgers take a 7-2 lead.
A two-run shot for Mookie Betts, and as Howie mentioned, the Dodgers' lead was up to 5. Maton limited there. He worked around a Teoscar Hernandez walk to end the sixth inning. In the bottom half, against Evan Phillips, Brandon Nimmo and Starling Marte led off with base hits. J.D. Martinez then worked a walk, and just like that, down 5, the Mets had the bases loaded with nobody out. Jose Iglesias got the first crack at it. He went down on strikes for the first out of the inning. Now Carlos Mendoza decided to empty his bench. He called on Jeff McNeil to hit for Harrison Bader, and McNeil hit a shallow fly ball to center field that was caught. Everybody held. Nimmo, of course, can't run very well with the plantar fasciitis. Down 5, did not take any chances. Mendy then went to his bench once again. Jesse Winker came on to hit for Francisco Alvarez. And this is when the chess match got a little interesting, because Anthony Bonda, the left-hander, had been warming up. Dave Roberts instead went to his closer and called on the right-hander, Blake Treinen. And with the bases loaded and two outs, it was Winker and Treinen.
The 0-1 pitch. Fastball hit deep to right field. Back goes Betts. Onto the track. He'll have a play. And he makes the catch on the warning track right in front of the Payson Cadillac Club. And that retires the side. The Mets had the bases loaded, nobody out, and failed to score.
Bases loaded, nobody out. Jesse Winker gave it a ride, but the Mets rally came up short. They did not score. Maton and Danny Young combined for a 0 in the seventh inning. Mets put some more pressure on in the bottom half, but could not score against Treinen. In the eighth, Danny Young back out. The Dodgers plated 3 more runs and had a 10-2 lead. When it was all said and done, Danny Young did save the bullpen in a way that Tyler McGill did a night ago. 2 1/3 innings of relief. Unfortunately, it did come at a price, but he gets our save of the game, sponsored by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. Eventually, the Mets went down in the ninth inning, and the Dodgers took a commanding 3-1 series lead by a score of 10-2.